Erevin, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Tes. We continue our discussion of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah with an interesting Yoytzei Mehadvarim. Reb Doisa ben Hirkin is Omer. Tana Reb Doisa ben Hirkin is, we'll see, it's an interesting Nekuda, who this Tana is, we'll see in a moment. Ha'ivir lefnei ha'teva b'yamtif. The Chazan, who stands in front of the Omud, Chazal's Lashon is Oivu Lefnei HaTeva, as the Chazan who stands in front of the Amid, what we call the Amid, it was called the Teva B'mei Chazal, Shor Rosh Hashanah Oimer, Hachlitzenu Hashem Alekeinu Es Yoyim Resh HaChodesh HaZeh Im Hayoyim Im Lamocha. The Hachlitzenu is not clear because we don't really have the Lashon of Hachlitzenu. It's in Yala V'yovei L'chayru. It's like Yala V'yovei V'yagia V'yeroe, but he has to mention the fact that when he's davening Rosh Hashanah Diga davening, remember how we said that the first day Rosh Hashanah is really a Safik. All of Klal Yisrael, Bimei HaBayis, we're talking over here, by the way, about the Tkufa when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Riyo. Reb Doisa ben Hirkin is a Tana, is an early Tana. Bimei HaBayis, he's older, Kimavu in many places in the Mishnayos, than Reb Kiva and Reb Tarfin, who also live Bimei HaBayis. And he says that when they were Mekadosh with Riyo, so the way they did it on the first Rosh Hashanah, which was really a Sofik, if it was Rosh Hashanah, they made it tonight. They say, Yom Resh HaChodesh HaZeh, Im HaYoim, Im L'mocher. U'L'mocher Hu Oimer, Im HaYoim, Im Emesh. V'lo Hayd L'loy Chachamim. So Chachamim are not masking, they have to make it tonight. The Gemara explains, according to Reb Doisa ben Hirkin, it's Nira Kim Shaker, B'Tviloso, he's not being honest. Chachamim hold, no, we look at it all as if it was instituted by Chazal, that this is the Tzuras HaDvarim, it's Rosh Hashanah, treated as Rosh Hashanah with no ifs, buts, and ands. Both days you daven Rosh Hashanah without any apologies, no tanoim. Now what's interesting is, like we mentioned, Doisim and Hirkinis is Bimei Deo Mekadosh B'Riyah. So on the first day, we understand this is Safek. On the second day, you know already if today's Rosh Hashanah, if not. Why L'mokah Roimer? You're going to have to say that this is a later addition to Reb Doisa ben Hirkinis. We're talking about Biyomim, where they weren't Mekadosh B'Riyah. But that can't be true. First of all, when they weren't Mekadosh B'Riyah, there were no Sveikas in the first place. Second of all, the times in the Mishnah, they were always Mekadosh B'Riyah. So look how the Emes HaPshat over here, the Mefarshim point out, is Im Hayom L'mocher L'mocher Hu'aymer is going on the Mekomis HaRechokim far away from Yerushalayim. We even tomorrow, they didn't know if the next day was Rosh Hashanah or the first day had already been Rosh Hashanah. So they davened both days and they made a tanai on both days. Now, the Chacham and I'm asking, and that's really our Indian, there's a side chiddush over here. Look at the Lashon of Reb Doisa ben Hirkinis, and he says, Achlitzenu Hashem Alekeinu, Es Yoyim Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh. Do we have a mention in Rosh Hashanah davening, the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh? Go through the whole mach, so you'll see it doesn't show up. Why? Because on that also lehoid lechachamim. The Gemara explains that Rosh Hashanah is always Rosh Chodesh. So Mela, you don't have to mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. Second of all, you'll notice, let's say when we say in Alam Ichyo, we say by Yom Tov v'samchenu b'yoyim chag ha matzah sukkos and so on. On Rosh Chodesh we say zochreinu b'yoyim Rosh Chodesh. The ikir avoida and the tefillah on Rosh Chodesh is to be Oila Lezikaron Befonov, which is really the idea, Yom HaZikaron, that's the name of Rosh Hashanah. So Mela, the Pnimius HaDvarim, Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah are really built from the same stuff. It's a Hischadrus HaBriya, Hischadrus HaChodesh, Hischadrus HaLavona, Hischadrus of Klal Yisrael, and so on. So Mela, when you talk about Rosh Hashanah, included in that is the Yom HaZikaron, which also means Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately. One place where we do mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening is we say by the Korbonos, right after Mifnei Chataenu, you open up the Machzor, you'll see that when we say the Korbonos of Rosh Hashanah, we say Movad Oilas HaChodesh U'Minchaso U'Shnei Sirim L'Chapeh, those are the Korbonos of Rosh Chodesh. So we mention the Korbonos. What we don't do is we don't say out the Psukim. We only say the Psukim of the Korbonos. The Mechaber, by the way, in Tovkuf Tzadik Aleph holds, according to Minik Svard, that you never mention the whole psukim. They don't say the whole psukim. They just say, K'moshe k'savto oleinu m'sarezecho, yidei Moshe avdecho, mipi kvaydecho. We say, os b'nei Ashkenaz, say, mipi kvaydecho, ko'omur, and we say the pasuk. But we're mekatzer by the pasuk of Rosh Chodesh, and we don't say the pasuk. We just say movad, like we just mentioned. Bir hadvarim, like we just said. You don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh barichus in order to make that hacker. That's why we don't say out barichus the psukim of Rosh Chodesh. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. The next part of our discussion of Hilchus Tchumen is what happens if somebody taka went out of the Tchum. We discussed 2,000 Amos, how to push your 2,000 Amos by being Kaveh Shvisa in a different place. We'll see more about that in Yitz Hashem in the next parak. Over here we have the halacha, what happens if a person went out of the Tchum. Famous halacha that Misha Hitziyu Goyim. Doesn't make a difference if he went out and it was his fault, b'mezid, then he's punished. Or mishaytzu goyim, he was an oinus. Or he went out ruach ro. Ruach ro means he had some type of mental condition. And he went out nitrufo daitoi. That also would mean mental illness. Ein lo yala arba amos. He's stuck in his dalet amos. Dalet amos is always the textbook definition of mekoymo shel adam. Is it because the height of a person is 3 amos and 1 amo kidei lifshet yod v'raglav? There's a whole brisa later on in the perek that is machlokes tanaim exactly how to rechen ois the 4 amos. Is it dalet amos mervochoi? Is it dalet amos mitzumtzomois? But that's the idea. Mekoy meshal odom is dalet amos. He's stuck in that place. An interesting note. According to the Tana, Rabbi Kiva, we mentioned maybe there are other Tanaim that hold that way, that Tchumen is Deraisa. Is this Din also Deraisa? A person has a Tchum of Alpayim Amo. It's Deraisa, he's not allowed to walk out. Fine, he was over. Now that he's outside, is there Dalet Amos? The Ramban, in a long Arichas and Tchumen, Daf Yud Zayin, so it came out the only piece of Ramban in the Homo Seches Ervin, and the Ramban has a long piece discussing the Indian of Tchumen Deraisa Derabbanan. And the Rabban brings bepashtus that the din of Dalet Amos, if it's deraisa, if Alpayim Amos deraisa, then the din of Dalet Amos is also deraisa. Interesting discussion, which is also Mineu Bein the Rabban and the Achronim that discussed the Rabban, would there be a difference Alpayim Amos and the Dalet Amos of being stuck? Al Yetzi Yishma Mekoyim, because the concept is the same. Alpayim Amos is a broad concept of Mekoyim Shel Odom. So if that's the din, is you're not allowed to go out. So now that you're out of your place, so what's your place? Your immediate place is where you are physically. Going out of Dalet Amos is also ish yetzi mimkoymoy. It's also a violation of that idea of yetzi mimkoymoy. What about Yud Beis Mil? Yud Beis Mil could be a different concept. It's not so much mimkoymoy shel odom, and therefore the Dalet Amos, if Yud Beis Mil is deraisa, the further not going out of one's Dalet Amos when he's stuck, Pashtus, it's hard to believe that that would be Deraisa. But that's a discussion in Rishonim and Achronim. In any case, the halacha is only ala arba amos. And now, what's the halacha? Is that irrevocable? Says the Mishnah, Hichziru. He's not allowed to go back in. But what happens if they returned him? He was put back in, he was kidnapped, or a mental condition, he was brought back on a stretcher. He's not allowed to. But now that he's back, Ki'ilu lo yotzo, it stays his place. The 2,000 Amos stays his place. He doesn't lose that shem mokoymoy. It's interesting, by the way. What happens if he goes out a few Amos, 2,000? Instead of 2,000 Amos, he has to push the envelope. Many people have to do that. And he goes 2,002 Amos. So he's out. He's not allowed to. Is he allowed to, since he's within Dalet Amos, stretch out, get back within Alpayim, and then go back home sweet home, and go back to his 2,000 Amos? It's a discussion in the Gemara. Lamaisa, the way we paskin is that if he went out b'mezid, he's not allowed to go back in. If he went out, like the Mishnah says, hoitziyu, then if he's within Dalet Amos, he's allowed to go back in. But hichziru, if he was taka in, kilo lo yotzo, he has daloch, he gets back his 2,000 Amos. What about holichu l'iraches? Here's something else. He's definitely not b'mkoymoy, but he's in a place which is considered kuloi kedalet amos. See, it's worth an introduction. Tchumen, we'll see him yetz Hashem behemshech, that we don't say that if a person lives on a street, that he has 2,000 amos. It's not as simple as that. The place that he's in, the ear, is considered one mokoim because it has one shame ear. And Mimele, it's kulek a dalar amas. Again, the concept of dalar amas is a mokoim. 2,000 amas is also a mokoim. A person has, the marshal, in terms of where's your place? Is your place your bedroom? The floor that you sleep on? The whole house? The whole property? The block? There are many ways of defining where a person's place is. So dalar amas and alpayim amas are different levels of mikoim cho. But certainly if he went out of the tchum and he's in a different place, he's not bimkoimoi. But he is in a place which does have a definition of one place. He's not leaving that place. Same way a person goes out of the tchum, he's in the middle of a field, he's allowed to go dalar amas because that's all one place. If he's in another town, could that be all considered one place that he's allowed to walk around the whole town? Which would save anybody who gets stuck in a blizzard and then he has to... by accident, his car didn't get to where he got to. The Shabbos came in, somebody gave him a ride. He's out of his 2,000 amas, and now they brought him into town. Is he only allowed to be in the immediate place he's in? They brought him, let's say, to a house. So he's in a place that's mukif mechitzois. So mamele, he could be defined as in a place which is kule kedalar amas. He's allowed to walk around the whole property, not only dalar amas. What happens if he's in a town? Does he get the whole town as his mokoim? They brought him to a different town. Nisanu, they put him bedir oy bisar. In the general case, he's out in the field. Instead of being in a field, he landed up in a barn, in a shack, in a warehouse. Is he stuck dalar amas? So do we look at that all as one place, even though it's not his place? But we look at it as a place, and he's allowed to walk around in the place. Same way he's allowed to walk around dalar amas, like we said. Rav Gamliel v'Rav Elazar ben Azariah omer mahalach es kulo. Any mokoim assumes the status of the dalar amas of a mishi yotza mimukoimoi. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, Oimrim, Enle ala Abba Amas. In his place, kolo yekulo is one place. In his place, the whole town that's surrounded or the whole area that's surrounded by mechitzos is one place. But when you're out of your place, you're out of your place, and you're always traveling out of your place, except in your very tiny, limited, mitzumtzum, dalar al dalar amas. The Rav brings another pshat, he brings it b'shem Raboisa, it's kemat mavur in one lashon in the Gemara, that it could be that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva agree, in theory, to Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar, they were machmem in the Rabbonon. They wanted to be goyzer dalar amas, because then a person is always going to think that he could always go around the whole place, even if it's not mokum mechitzes, even if it's not really a mokum, it's not really an ear. So I said, no, Rabid, you're stalking in dalar amas. Maisa shabo mi mirandisin vifligus vinosim bayom. They came from a place, the chachom came from a place, and their boat came in, it was in the water, and it landed. Or more accurately said, the boat took off from this mokoim. They were docked. The boat took off. They're now mechutz l'tchum. Okay, so what's their halacha? Rav Gamliel v'Rav Elazar ben Azariah hilchos kula. They walked around the whole boat. They felt that the mechitzas of the boat defined them as like mamish, like a dalar amas. Rav Yishuv v'Rav Kiva lo yizozu mi'arba amas. They stayed in their dalar amas. Shirotzu l'hach me'al atzman. Mashmos of Yevrotz Lach Malatzim would mean Pashtus, that they agree again in principle and love this. They argue with the Rabbanon, Rotz Lach Malatzim, they were geyser on themselves, maybe for others, that doesn't have a din of dalar amas. Gemara says something interesting, that even if you say the Rotz Lach Malatzim is not Stam Chumr, Be'etzem they will mask him Me'ikr Adin on a boat, even if they hold Me'ikr Adin, that you're not allowed to go more than dollars on the boat, they would have been able to go. And the Gemara says, why? Because the boat is always in motion. So you're never walking more than dollar amas. The boat is always kiviyochel, carrying you every millisecond. You're walking less than dollar amas. The boat is putting you in further. You're never really walking with your own feet more than dollar amas. You start, you take a step, the boat carries you further. So Betzim, they could have walked around because they're never really walking out of their dollar amas. Afilochi, since that was their shita, that you stay put in your dalar amas, if you're michutz l'mkoimcha, rotzulach malatzman. That's why the Mishnah words it the way it does.